In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we heard today is Sunday, and we heard in the Gospel reading that it's the first day of the Lent, of the Dormition Lent, and today is the uncovering of the cross, and we have the cross laying before us, and we hear heard in the Gospel as the Lord was brought before the Pilate and the Pharisees and the head of the church of that time, his own church, had cried out to Pilate and said, take him and crucify him, crucify him. And the Pilate had said, well, you take him, you crucify him yourself. I don't see any fault in him that he should be crucified. My beloved, this is what we have to remember. Why was he crucified? Why he, being God, creator of all the universe, why did he allow himself to be crucified and to be treated the way he allowed himself to be treated? Well, only one reason was that, to free us from the punishment that we deserve because of our sins. He took our sins upon himself, and he also wanted to show his example of true humility, and this is why he did all those things, my beloved. He showed us the greatest love. As he said, there is no greater love than when somebody gives his life for his neighbor, and that's what he did. He gave his life for us. He considers us as his sons and daughters because he adopted us. He loves us so much that he couldn't see us perish together with the demons and to be in eternal damnation, to be separated from him, because he loves us, even though he also knows that that he created us. We are his creation, but he has created us image and the likeness of himself, my beloved, and he has love for us, and he wants our salvation. He wants us to be brought into the kingdom of heaven, and there is only one way. He also knows in the scripture, as he had himself guided those who had written the scripture, that God resists the proud, but he will give his grace to the humble. Well, he knows that the pride is the culprit. It is the beginning of all sins. The true pride was the Denitza, who used to be the archangel, and he had fallen because of his pride. And he knows that that's the beginning of all sins, our pride, and to show us how to be rid of that pride and how we can be able to be freed from that, and through humility to obtain the supernatural help, the grace of God, through which we can conquer every passion and every temptation from any sin. He gives us the strength, but it takes, on our part, it takes humility. And so he showed us his life, the life that was filled with humility. My beloved, he wants us to be humble in our hearts, and he wants us to love him with all our heart, mind, and soul, and heart, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. But he also tells us, in the explanation of what he wants, is that he wants us to love our enemies. This is so important for us to love our enemies. We can never be able to acquire the true humility if we cannot forgive those that hurt us, those who go against us, and those who malign us, and those who hate us, and those who chase us away, those who do any kind of harm, including beating us or whatever it may be. And if we don't learn to love them, we have not learned yet to be humble, my beloved. And when we see a sinner, when we see somebody commit a sin, what is happening? What is happening is that we too many times judge them, and then we come into the reading of today's second gospel. In the second gospel, we read that the Lord came to bring the sword, not the peace. But he brought the sword, and to separate two against three in the family, and the mother against the daughter, and the children against parents, and so on. My beloved, how is it possible, our God, God of love, that he would be separating us? It's not him that's doing it, it's we're doing it. And we're doing it, you know why? Because one If we start to love God and start to live according to the gospel, it becomes very uneasy for those who do not live according to the gospel. If we accept the truth, it is unbearable for those who do not want to accept the truth to be by us and to be close by us, because their conscience is being pricked all the time. And so they want to make sure that they separate from us so that they won't be, their conscience won't be pricked. And so that's why when those who follow the gospel and live according to God's commandment, and then they become a hateful thing for those who live according to the laws of this world. My beloved, the Lord said, the world hated me before, and they will also hate you. And this is what is happening. It always was happening. The Lord loves us. The Lord loves us, the holy angels love us, and all the heavenly dwellers love us, but these people that are living here in this world and are thinking of only of the temporary life and not thinking about the kingdom of heaven and not trying to live according to the gospel, they have no choice but to hate us and to try to drive us away from them, because they can't stand that we will be pricking their conscience, my beloved. But we have to love them. We have to love them. We have to pray for them. We have to beg the Lord that He would bring them salvation, that He will bring to their heart the truth, that they would accept it, so that they will be humble, that they will come and look for the kingdom of heaven. For there is nothing else more important than to look for the kingdom of heaven. The Lord says, look for the kingdom of heaven and everything else will be given to you, my beloved. When you work around in the world, in your factories or in your studios or wherever you're working, and you always keep in mind that the Lord is with you. You always remember the Lord, and whatever you do, make sure that the Lord approves of what you're doing. It is of utmost importance for us to want to please the Lord and not to please ourselves. When you live in a family, when you have relationship between each other and even husband and wife, and whatever you do, make sure that God will approve of whatever you're doing with each other, because this shows then your love for the Lord. If you want to please the Lord, if you love me, says the Lord, you will obey my commandments. And remember, God is everywhere present in various all things, and He loves you so much, and He wants you to have eternal happiness, eternal bliss, and salvation. He doesn't want you to, because of the split second that you live on this earth, to give all that up for some kind of a temporary enjoyment that your flesh will feel. My beloved, let's crucify our flesh and let's go after the Lord and look for the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is in our heart. Let's clean up our heart to make sure there is no bad feelings against anybody, that we have conquered all the evil things in our hearts, and so we'll clean up our acts so that the Lord will come there to make His abode with the Father and the Holy Spirit, and thus give us a little glimpse already and an opening into the kingdom of heaven. For with the Lord we surely are to be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven. So let's bring our Lord into our heart, and He will enter into it when we humble ourselves. And let's humble ourselves and invite our Lord inside. He's knocking all the time. He wants to abide in us. He sustains our life all the time, but He wants to also for us to consciously to be aware of His presence, so that we will start to have the happiness here that He prepared. Look at the little children that we're also having commemorating today, the seven children of the mother Sophia and the teacher Eleazar. Look how they not to break the law of God of the fasting, to keep the law that the Moses has given them in the Old Testament yet, and then not to go against the God's laws and God's rules. They defied the rule of the emperor that ordered them to break the law of Moses, and the one after one went went and started to suffer and told of the ruler and that they're not going to defy God's law and to please them. And even this most one, the mother watching all them being suffering, going through terrible tortures that they went through, and the last one, when the ruler said to his mother, "You talk to him and you tell them to comply, otherwise he would also be tortured and would die like his brothers did." And the mother spoke to them in her language, which he didn't understand, and instead of coaxing him to comply with the rules of the world, she had coaxed them to go and follow your brothers into the kingdom of heaven. And the little child, small child, was also destroyed and put to death. And then the mother went to the grave, and the Lord took her soul away, seeing all the suffering that the children were. They were the martyrs for Christ before Christ came, my beloved. And they showed us the way that we should understand that the temporary thing is not the thing that to fight for. The thing what we have to do is fight for is the kingdom of heaven. And that's the main thing. And if we fight for the kingdom of heaven, then the Lord will provide for everything that's needed for us to sustain our life as He wants us to live. Amen.